Technology is moving very, very rapidly. So rapidly that there is no way as human beings we can actually keep up with technology. I've argued that I think technology essentially has become autonomous, because with the computer systems the government has and all the appendages of computer systems, such as drones, RFID tags, GPS, cell phones, what is at the disposal of the police and the government is absolutely amazing. In fact, drones, which some people argued several months ago would be operable in the United States in 5 to 10 years, well, they're already being used by some police departments. There's actually portable drones that police can put on their backs in little small backpacks, pull off, and put in the air. These drones are unmanned aircraft that can fly over crowds, watch people. Now drones can be equipped with facial recognition software. In other words, they can fly over a crowd, record everybody's faces, and they'll know everybody in that particular crowd that was at that particular protest, so the government at a later date can go back and review whom they want to target or pick out somebody in the crowd. So technology is moving very, very rapidly. The problem is all these devices, smart dust, RFID tags, drones, GPS, are available to the police, which brings me to a landmark Supreme Court case which the Supreme Court will be deciding within the next several months. The case is United States versus Antoine Jones. The Rutherford Institute, by the way, filed a brief in that case. You can go to our website and read that brief. I would highly recommend it. And also a commentary that I've written called United States versus Antoine Jones. The facts in this case are this. In 2005, the police suspected Antoine Jones of dealing in drugs. So they went into a public parking lot where his car was parked. They had a warrant at the time, a 10-day warrant, to put a GPS device on his car. Well, they did that and didn't find out exactly what they wanted. So without a warrant, they went ahead and kept the GPS device on his car, underneath his car, and tracked him for another 30 days, as I said, to find out wherever he went, to the doctor's office, to see a psychiatrist, or whatever. And again, this was not a search warrant that's required under our Fourth Amendment. Well, Antoine Jones, when he was arrested, contested, said all the evidence, his lawyers said, all the evidence seized under this should be suppressed. Well, the lower court disagreed, but phenomenally, the D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals disagreed and said, yes, this was a search and a seizure without a warrant. Therefore, this evidence must be suppressed. Now the United States, under the Obama administration, has filed an appeal to the U.S. Supreme Court. The U.S. Supreme Court is going to hear this case in the next coming months, and then we'll decide the case after that. At stake in this case is whether or not the government, by an electronic device, can bypass the Fourth Amendment and study anything they want to, study your life, follow you wherever you're at. Incredibly, the Obama administration argues that when you're in public, you have no privacy rights at all. In other words, if you're walking down the street and arguing with your wife and a surveillance camera is watching you, and that surveillance camera records your words and they read your lips, your wife may be saying some incredibly bad things to you, or you may be saying some incredibly bad things to your wife, all whispering. It doesn't matter. The government says they have a right to know exactly what you're whispering. The government says they have a right to know if you're going to in a psychiatrist's office. They can watch you and hopefully, probably try to find out what the psychiatrist said to you. If you're going to an Alcoholic Anonymous meeting, which all these things would be private to most people, or to see a pastor to confess your sins or whatever, the government wants to know. So I disagree. I think that there are certain things you do in public and movement that should be protected. Well, incredibly, and this is great, the D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals agreed with that. Now the Supreme Court's going to hear that case, and we're going to find out if the Supreme Court's really going to protect our Fourth Amendment rights. So we're at a crucial crossroads. And as I said, hopefully the court in this case, and you should be watching this case, will rule that to do these kind of things to us with electronic devices, the police need a search warrant. And as any lawyer knows, search warrants are not all that difficult to get by the police. But at least an impartial magistrate needs to be reviewing and controlling how police operate in our society.